What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, we're listener supported. Your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. We have several ways to donate, including PayPal and Cash App and different ways. So, again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated to help us stay on the air each and every month. And your donations go to content creation and helping people that are in need. And we do what we can do. But again, if it wasn't for your donation and your listening, your listener support, we wouldn't be able to make it. So it's greatly appreciated. God bless all of you. So let's get into today's message here. I want to talk to you about something that I'm seeing going on right now, folks, and what's been going on for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years. And as we celebrate Easter, by the way, happy Easter, folks. As we celebrate Easter, we must celebrate the crucifixion and resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and give God praise and glory for that. Jesus arose on the third day. And so a lot of people don't know, and I just want to bring this to everyone's attention. This will be a little bit shorter podcast, I think, than normal. A lot of people don't know that going back to about 306 AD through 340 AD, that's when the great Constantine the Great was the emperor of Rome. And we all know Rome took over half or most of Europe at the time. And so, again, Constantine made the final decision back then, settled a dispute going on between the Jews and the Christians and everybody. He settled a dispute. And again, you don't have to take my word for it. You can Google this. Of course, Google might be tough. You might need to use the search engine DuckDuckGo, or if you're in a different country or in Europe, maybe use Quant, Q-W-A-N-T, or Swiss Cows. These are different web search engines, and they give you unskewed results. Unskewed results meaning they'll give you the true result. If you want to know who was God, then type who was God in Google, and Google will give you some type of definition of God that's not even close. And so you could type in who is Jesus, and then it'll be about the fifth or the sixth or the seventh thing down on the search engine at Google, and usually it's only partially accurate. Google is bought and paid for by big tech, and not to get sidetracked here in the message, but Google's bought and owned by the elites and big tech, and so Google's search engine results inquiry is always skewed. So you have to understand that. If you seek the truth like me, I stop at nothing nothing whatsoever to obtain the truth, folks. That's how I am. I'm obsessed with the truth and obsessed with God and Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. And I'll do anything at all I can to get the word out and spread the gospel to all four corners of the earth. But I digress. Let's get back on track. So Constantine, folks, served between about 306 AD and 340 AD. And so he was the emperor there for quite a while in the Roman Empire. And so he had to settle that dispute on when the actual, and this is going to come as a bombshell to most of you, when the actual crucifixion date was of Jesus Christ. See, the Romans and the Jews conspired back then. Rome controlled Israel and the whole nine yards. They controlled everything. I mean, they took over, you know, a quarter of the world practically. I mean, they controlled everything back then. A lot of people don't understand the Roman Empire was huge. It was monstrous. So they controlled Israel. And so Israel was going back and forth. They said, no, Christ was crucified about during the middle of the week. Why did you bump the date from to Friday, Saturday, Sunday, when he might have been crucified Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? You know, and so this debate has gone on over and over and over. The original crucifixion date, folks, the original crucifixion date of Jesus was moved by the Roman Empire, was moved by the Roman Catholic Church. The cardinals, bishops, and all the people back then in power as far as the religious side of Rome, they wanted the date moved from the original date to the middle of the week. They wanted it moved to a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So they changed the calendar. And this is something that Rome did. Rome changed the calendar, altered the crucifixion date, which was somewhere in the middle of the week, 3 days in the middle of the week, not Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, conveniently, at least for most Americans here, so they can get time off of work and have a 3-day weekend. No, no, no. That's what the Roman Empire did. And so the battle was going on between the Jews and Protestants and Christians and different things back then that they would not accept the date. Well, Constantine took power again, like right around 306 AD through 340 AD. And you can look all this stuff up. The timeline's pretty accurate. And in that time, he settled that dispute that's been going on over close to 100 years or more. I think a couple hundred years, actually. Because, again, Rome wanted something convenient to be able to fit that into their paganistic rituals and paganistic society. And so they said to the Israelis, the Jews, they said, okay, you want to add this in, add that in, and eventually over time and years and years and years down the road, they put in, they switched the date to Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, the crucifixion, Saturday, the rest day, and then Sunday, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So they altered the date. By altering the date, this totally changes the timeline. They changed the time, they changed the date. Because you got to understand, folks, I'm gonna also let you know, just like when you celebrate Easter, the true Jews, or at least historic Jews, would celebrate Easter during the Passover. Well, again, they've altered all these dates. The Roman Catholic Church, they've altered all these dates because Rome doesn't really believe in Jesus. They believe in Mama Mary. They go Mama Mary crazy, but they don't believe in Jesus. They'll acknowledge Jesus and they'll pretend they believe in him, but they don't really believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. They worship idols. They worship idolatry. They, in essence and reality, are no better than worshiping items that Satan produces. You know, a Sunday, that's the worship of the sun god. A lot of people don't know that. And so Sunday, i.e. the Roman Catholic day for church, They changed everything back in the Bible, back in the day. So you have to understand, you know, now coming forward in time in Easter, they threw in the Easter eggs, which the Easter eggs symbolize. The Easter eggs symbolize fertility, and all this stuff is pagan. All this stuff is pagan, and it's Satanistic and pagan as the day is long. Excuse me. That's what you have to understand, folks. It's very pagan, and we're worshiping, we're not worshiping the true meaning of Jesus Christ, which what we should be doing, his crucifixion on the cross that happened sometime during the middle of the week for 3 days, not during a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that was moved by the Roman Catholic Church, and finally Constantine came in, and then he said, nope, I'm going to sell this once and for all. This is law. He made it Roman Catholic law, and then that spread throughout the world, and that was the fixed days. Finally, he settled that argument that lasted, I think, over 100 years or more, and that was it. So then the official days became Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and so we assume Jesus was always crucified on a Friday and then rose on a Sunday. That's what we assume, which, again, that's wrong. Jesus did arise in 3 days. He did arise on the third day. But what the days are is the days have been switched by the Catholic Church. And I hear people automatically jumping up and down there in the background saying, well, you know, Eric, I like you and I listen to you, but I'm not going to listen to you no more. Well, that's fine. That's perfectly fine, folks. But what I'm trying to tell you is this is biblical, what I'm trying to tell you. There isn't no Easter Bunny, folks, in the Bible. How do you explain that? Again, that's sacrilegious. Sacrilegious, and that's satanic. There is no Easter eggs. Where do you think they got that? Well, they got that because back then when they changed the date, i.e. the Roman Catholic Church, and Constantine approved that and made that law, once they changed that, they were able to negotiate through the Catholic Church, and Jews had different types of sacrilegious ceremonies and different things like that. They brought in this stuff where they started having Easter eggs and eventually over time, and that represents, again, as I repeat, fertility. Fertility has nothing to do with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay? That has nothing to do. The Easter Bunny represents, that is a takeaway, and represents, that is a form, again, a sacrilegious, that's a form of Satanism. Okay? The Easter Bunny is satanic. I'm sorry to say that. I know there's billions of kids out there that are going to shoot me for this one, but the Easter Bunny is satanic. Your chocolate covered eggs, the eggs that you make, represent fertility, folks. You got to understand that the Jews back then were working hand in hand with the Romans that obviously took over Israel, that took over, you know, a quarter of the world in Europe and took over everything back then, practically. You got to understand they were working hand in hand. They had no choice, but they were working hand in hand with the Roman Catholic Church and the Pope and different things and everything back then. That's what you have to understand. And so moving forward, folks, moving forward, you also have to understand that this was a setup right from the get-go. And this is what Rome wanted to do. And so it's just pure heinous. It's pure evil. Just like I'll give you another classic example here before I end the podcast here, folks. I'll give you another classic example. My other classic example is with Santa Claus. Santa Claus, again, is satanic. The real meaning of Christmas is pure, but how we celebrate Christmas with gifts and stockings and all that, that's satanic. The Christmas trees and Santa Claus and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all of that is junk. All of that is satanic. All of that takes away from the actual birth of Jesus Christ. You had three wise men that gave three different gifts back then. If you know the story of Jesus and when Jesus was born, so the Christmas story. But again, you have to understand that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Jesus was very poor, born to Joseph and Mary. And a lot of people don't even remember that. You know, Jesus was very, very poor. Jesus was a carpenter. A lot of people forget that as well. Jesus was a carpenter. So you have to understand that over history, over thousands and thousands of years, what is truth then becomes distorted now through the Roman Catholic Church. And I'm not trying to pick, you know, I've got my battles to pick, and I try to pick and choose my battles wisely. But you have to understand again, folks, that what's going on in the world is nothing but satanic, and this deception comes nothing but from Satan himself. He is the master deceiver, folks. And you have to understand, as the master deceiver, he's going to deceive us all, whether we're now in the 21st century or we're back then in the 8th century or the 5th century or the 10th century. It doesn't matter. Satan has been around forever. And Satan took 1/3 of his angels and were cast out of heaven. And a lot of people don't know that. And they forget that. It says that in the Bible. So Satan's the master deceiver. And Rome, of course, does not follow the Bible. Rome, of course, is idolatry. The Roman Catholic Church, they follow idols and idolatry. And like I said, they put Mama Mary up and they escalate Mama Mary to being almost as important or more important than Jesus Christ, our Lord and personal Savior. So that's what you have to understand, folks. So just keep as you celebrate Easter around the world, and this podcast goes global, just remember the true meaning of Easter. And I know here in the States, like here in the state of Michigan, you know, I'm here now, home with all of my relatives and stuff, aunts, uncles, cousins, second cousins, third cousins, sisters and brother-in-laws and nieces and nephews. You know, and their little kids want to celebrate Easter. They want to go get the Easter eggs, and they want to find all the candies and chocolate-covered bunnies and stuffed bunnies and all that. That's all pagan. That's all completely pagan and completely satanic. And so, as I say before we conclude the podcast, folks, I just ask and pray in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, that I ask and pray that you find Jesus Christ in your heart, and you know the true meaning of Jesus. That's the most important thing, folks. You know the true meaning. And here's a simple prayer. If you're not yet given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, and let me say a simple prayer, folks, as I conclude this podcast. Repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, and that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person that's truly loving. A person like you, restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you said that prayer, folks, congratulations. I love you. Most importantly, God Almighty loves you. Jesus loves you. And thank you so much for saying that prayer. If you want to drop me a line and just tell me that you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, please feel free to at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And I'm your host, Eric. And the first thing you need to do real quickly, folks, is get yourself a good holy Bible. And the next thing after you get a holy Bible, just start studying it. Try to find a good church that believes in the Trinity, and that's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's very important. You try to find yourself the church that preaches the Trinity. If it's a non-denominational or Baptist or whatever, it doesn't matter, as long as it preaches the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then the next thing and last thing is you want to get a hold of a pastor or a deacon or somebody and ask them all your questions. If you have questions, just ask and ask and ask till you turn purple. What did Jesus do? How did Jesus live? What is the biggest sin in the Bible? What is adultery? I mean, ask them all your different questions, and that's just a few. And what does Revelation mean? And what is the mark of the beast? And when is the mark of the beast? And where are we at on the timeline? And where are we living, which we're living in the end times, obviously, and we're living in the book of Revelation right now as I speak. And that's what's going on in the world, wars and rumors of war, and that's exactly what's happening. And so I congratulate you, and I thank you so much for tuning in, folks. And again, this is End Time World News, and you can find us at redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And of course, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. And if you want to drop me a line and just give me a testimony, how you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Again, I'm Eric. I'm the host. And drop me a line at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, thanks for tuning in. Have a happy Easter. And God bless you and your family. Take care of yourself. Until next time. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. I'm out of here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.